Here the author very clearly explains that all the teachings of the Buddha are ultimately intended as instructions to guide practitioners toward realizing the state of enlightenment. In pursuit of this goal, an understanding of suchness is crucial. The Buddha himself achieved enlightenment by actualizing the meaning of ultimate truth. There are countless philosophical views, but if we follow correct views, we can make progress on the spiritual path and gain insight into ultimate truth. On the other hand, following incorrect views leads to the wrong paths and unpleasant consequences. Practitioners who gain proper insight into the view of suchness can thoroughly eliminate all their wrong views from the very root. Quote, "What is suchness like? It is the nature of all phenomena that ultimately they are empty of the self of persons and the self of phenomena. This is realized through the perfection of wisdom and not otherwise." The unraveling of the Thought Sutra reads, "O Tathagata, by which perfection do bodhisattvas apprehend the identitylessness of phenomena? It is apprehended by the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, meditate on wisdom while engaging in calm abiding." End of quote. Suchness refers to the selflessness of both persons and phenomena, but mainly to the selflessness of phenomena. When expounding it in detail, scholars differ in their interpretations. According to this text, the selflessness of phenomena is described as subtler than the selflessness of persons. A person is posited in reliance upon the mental and physical aggregates. When we talk about the selflessness of a person, the person refers to a self-sufficient person existing in its own right without relying on the aggregates. Such a person does not exist even on a conventional level, and therefore, to be devoid of such an identity is what is known as the selflessness of persons. The great Kamalashila belonged to a school of thought that asserted two levels of the selflessness of phenomena, subtle and gross. The non-duality of subject and object, or perceiver and perceived, is the gross level of suchness. Seeing all phenomena as empty of true existence is the subtle level of suchness. Of all the sutras the Buddha taught, the Perfection of Wisdom sutras deal with the subject in greatest depth.